Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever found yourself cornered with no way out of the situation, either physically, emotionally, financially, or relationally? What did you do? What did God do? How did that situation affect your life all the way to the present? Join me today in a cave. What? Yes, come with me back to Israel about 3,000 years ago as we continue looking at the times of Samuel, King Saul, and David. You'll find the story in 1 Samuel 24. The year was probably about 1012 BC. Angry King Saul was determined to find and kill David, even though David had been a faithful servant of Saul, doing everything Saul asked him to do, as long as it was not dishonoring to God. Saul was jealous of David's growing fame and popularity among the people, and on this occasion, Saul discovered David was in an oasis in the Judean desert not far from the Dead Sea called En-Gedi. If you visit Israel today, you'll have the opportunity to visit this oasis. The record says, after Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 chosen men from his army and set out to look for David. As Saul approached the area known as the Crags of the Wild Goats, Saul went into a cave to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in that same cave. Okay, friends, now you understand why I invited you to join me in a cave. Deep caves are pitch black dark, aren't they? So, as Saul went into this cave, needing a bathroom, he had no idea David and his men were further back in that same cave. From the dark, David and his men watched Saul come into the cave, but Saul could not see them. Obviously, King Saul was totally vulnerable. David now had the opportunity to do to Saul what Saul had been trying to do to David, kill him. In the quiet, evidently, some of the men whispered to David what they thought David should do. This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish. Have you ever been urged to take advantage of an unexpected situation in which you found yourself having a great advantage or opportunity? Saul had been cruel to David on more than one occasion. David understood Samuel had anointed him to be Israel's next king whenever Saul would eventually die. Was this David's opportunity to make his God-declared destiny become reality now here in this En-Gedi cave? What would you have done, my friends? With a knife in his hand, David crawled forward in the dark of the cave toward Saul. Saul was totally defenseless. It could be easy and quick. Instead, David reached out and cut off a corner of Saul's kingly robe, which Saul had set aside to relieve himself in this cave. David's men were anxious to attack defenseless Saul, but David rebuked them and demanded they stay back in the cave shadows, allowing Saul to finish his business and leave the cave unharmed. David then made a profound statement to his men, which became a leadership standard in Israel for many years to come. The Lord forbid that I should lift my hand against the Lord's anointed. 1 Samuel 24, verse 6. This has challenged leaders of God's people for generations. While God had anointed Saul with his Holy Spirit, and by Samuel's hand with the anointing oil of kingship consecration, Saul had turned away from God and was making a mockery of the Israel kingship. Human logic would say David had every right to take out Saul. In fact, many in that day believed David would be helping the nation of Israel by removing Saul, who was leading so badly. But David understood that while God had rebuked Saul for turning away from God, and God had removed his Holy Spirit from Saul, as long as Saul was alive, he was the man appointed by God to be Israel's first king, and no man had any right to interfere with Saul's life as king. So David, with that torn corner of Saul's kingly robe in his hand, went out of the darkness of the cave into the bright daylight. And looking down on King Saul and his 3,000 men in the valley below, David did something which raised David even higher in the esteem of all Israel. Waving that little piece of kingly robe, David called out to Saul, "My lord, the king, why do you listen when men say, David is intent on harming you? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in this cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you, saying, 'I will not lift my hand against my master, because he is the Lord's anointed.' See, my master, look at this piece of your robe in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe, but I did not kill you. Now understand and recognize that I am not guilty of wrongdoing or rebellion against you. May the Lord be our judge and decide between us. May God consider my cause and uphold it. May God vindicate me by delivering me from your hand.'" Look at them, Saul and his army, stunned. David standing alone at the mouth of the cave, waving a piece of royal red cloth. None of them could imagine that they would have done the same thing if given the opportunity to kill the one who pursued them. Let's pause a few seconds. What have you and I done when given a similar, unexpected, and advantageous opportunity? I wonder how you define integrity, my friends. Do you see how David was determined to not do anything which would defile his relationship with God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God upon him? Are you and I like that in unexpected situations? Then rising up from the floor of the canyon of En-Gedi below came King Saul's voice, responding to David, who still held that piece of red cloth in his hands. "Is that your voice, David, my son?" And Saul wept aloud. "You are more righteous than I. You have treated me well, but I have treated you badly. The Lord delivered me into your hands, but you did not kill me. May the Lord reward you for the way you treated me today. I know that you will surely be king, and the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's family." Now look again at the soldiers flanking the king. This moment stands in the history of Israel as another defining moment. Rather than Saul leading his army up the mountain path to the cave to kill David, Saul acknowledges David has a heart far different from his. Saul acknowledges that the evidence that the Spirit of God is upon David, guiding him to wisdom, while Saul is a defeated leader, floundering in his role without God. Look, Saul and his men are turning away, heading back out of the canyon and away from the En-Gedi oasis. David and his men are safe. God's wisdom and integrity in David have prevailed. I wonder if David may have returned to the cave with his men for a few moments and sung a song, something like this one. As this simple but powerful song plays, I urge us to consider the difference Jesus can make in your heart and mine, especially when we face unexpected situations. And I'll meet you here tomorrow for a final look at Samuel's life, my friends.